Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live on location at the BMW Pro-Am, powered by Precision Pro Wash. You are Offsides with Mark Ryan. So great to be here. At this particular time, want to give you a Blue Ridge Law Firm injury update because Joe Lacob, the owner of the Golden State Warriors, is on record right now as saying that Kevin Durant, he expects Kevin Durant to play in this series. When will he play is the most operative question. So will Durant return in the series? Lacob said, I do believe that. Not tonight, but I do. I'm as serious as a heart attack. And so, look, they need him. They need him. And I didn't think Golden State needed Kevin Durant to win the NBA title. And with Klay Thompson hobbling, folks, I have realized that I am wrong and I have seen the light right here. For a while there, they seemed to find their groove without Kevin Durant, but they finally went up against a true team that is really kind of testing their mettle. And sooner rather than later, Kevin Durant is going to need to be able to play with them and for them in this series for them to win. That's your injury report brought to you by the Blue Ridge Law Firm. Always your honesty attorney that you can trust and that will always be honest with you as the blue-collar attorney here in the upstate. All right. The other thing I want to get to is this. Tomorrow begins something that I care deeply for, that you not so much. By the way, I'm curious if you guys listening right now can hear all the birds chirping in the background. It probably adds a nice ambiance. You're probably like, hey, let's turn Mark Ryan down. Let's turn the bird volume up. I like the sounds of that better. Makes perfect sense to me. But there's something that I care about that you don't as much that's coming up tomorrow, and that is the Women's World Cup. And, folks, it's a challenge for me as a host because I think as a host, you find a hit with your audience when your passion combines with the passion of your audience. The Women's World Cup is my passion. In large part, it's not yours. And that's a problem. And that's a problem that we need to address. So in any case, I would like to tell you at this particular time why you should care. Why you should care about the Women's World Cup. Number one, it helps the growth of the sports in this country tremendously. This is a sport that we've been dominated at. This is a sport that we can take pride in because our men continually get their tails kicked and our women are the best in the entire world, ranked number one in the world. That doesn't mean they're going to win the World Cup in a sport as random as soccer. The best team might have a 25% chance of actually winning this thing. It's kind of like the best team going into the NCAA tournament. There's 67 other teams looking to knock them off. In the Women's World Cup, there's 23 other teams looking to knock them off. I never have a concern that the women are going to make it out of the group stage. I know that they will. They play in a group with three other teams, and the top two teams advance. It's a round robin. Everybody plays everybody else in the group. The U.S. women are going to be fine in that group. But then once you make it to the final 16, then it's single elimination. Then you start playing in those games where anything can and does happen, and one loss, and you're home. The women are the reigning World Cup champions. And for me, personally speaking, you put the American flag on anything, and I'm in. And I've always been that way. You put the American flag on it, whether it's badminton, whether it's tiddlywinks, whether it's anything, curling. I'll watch curling if you put the American flag on it. I'm in. So if you've never watched the Women's World Cup before, I would ask you this favor. I would ask you to give it a shot. You can report back to me on the show and tell me how you feel about it. Did I convince you? Did I sway you in any way, shape, or form? Women's soccer is one of two sports that I find more compelling than their male counterparts. You guys know how I feel about the sport of softball. I think it's sexist. I think that there's no reason why women shouldn't be allowed to play baseball. For some reason, at a young age, women are forced to play a nerfed version of baseball in a sandbox. To me, that doesn't make any sense. Why can't women play baseball? But when it comes to tennis, when it comes to soccer, I find the women's counterpart of the sport far more entertaining. I really do. For this particular reason, the games are more wide open than the male counterparts. Men serve the ball so fast in tennis, you never have any rallies, right? Women rally back and forth. You can have 20, 30-shot rallies. It's fascinating. Women play three sets. Men play five sets, despite the fact that women, if anything, have more stamina than men, not less. Right? They play three sets, men play five. Explain that to me. Doesn't make any sense. But there's rallies back and forth that you don't see in the men's game. And the women's soccer game compared to the men, there's more goals. There's more wide open play. There's more scoring chances. All of the above and then some creates an environment where it's really kind of up and down, fast-paced action that I find to be incredibly compelling. Offsides with Mark Ryan, live on location at the BMW Pro-Am Celebrity Golf Tournament here at Thorn Blade. Chasing an interview right now with the Wizard. Hope to have that with you for you sometime soon. But, you know, I also want to check right now on social media and on Twitter where Michael Stathakis on our Clemson topic. I was shaming the Clemson fans a little bit earlier for not having sold out one game in the entirety of their national championship season a year ago. Michael Stathakis tweets in, "That must be why they wear their orange everywhere they go. They feel guilty and are overcompensating for not being all in when it comes to going to their stadium. Clearly, it's we too deep at the house watching it on the couch. Them is fighting words," Michael Stathakis. Lance Burns says, "So does Lonzo really think LeBron would have won that game last night if he was in place of Curry? What else could Curry have done? The man played out of his mind." The man played it out of his mind. 47 points, Lonzo.
If LeBron had Boogie and had Draymond Green, yes, LeBron would have won that game.
No chance. Absolutely no chance. Alan Randall, picking up the defense of Clemson here, says Clemson capacity average was 98.7% full. This sounds like an excuse, Adam. Alan, they didn't sell out one singular game. All right? Not one game. That is like the disparity five largest declines to 2017 to 2018. Virginia Tech, USC, Ohio State, South Carolina, and Florida. A lot of those teams have gone from high places to low places, you know, in terms of the parlance of college football. They've been great teams that have taken major steps back and are now starting to rise back up again. But, Alan, you're the national champion, man. You're the national freaking champion. And you didn't sell out one home game last year. If you are the most die-hard Clemson fan that we have as a listener, even you must admit that's an embarrassing look, right? That's definitely an embarrassing look. All right, at this time, want to welcome the people who are bringing us out here to the beautiful BMW Pro-Am Celebrity Golf Tournament. It's powered by Precision Pro Wash, and now we are joined by Jonathan of Precision Pro Wash. Jonathan, it's been great meeting you out here, man. It sounds like you've been a listener of the show. I'm sorry that you have to listen to yours truly and Lonzo on a daily basis. We hope we haven't murdered your ears just yet. But I want to let you know, man, this is awesome. We really appreciate you bringing us out here.
Yeah, your voice, I just got to turn down the bass a little bit, and everything's good to go, man. But enjoying the weather out here. It's fantastically beautiful. Is fantastically a word? I'm not sure, but
it is today.
It's fantastic out here, and watching some golf on the ninth hole. It's good to be here.
It is absolutely pristine out here. It is beautiful to be here. You know, you were telling me, Jonathan, you were really excited that we just had Michael Collins, ESPN golf analyst, on.
Big fan. Former
caddy. I could see the delight on your face as we were interviewing him. How did we do? Was that a decent interview, did you think?
Michael Collins always delivers.
Yeah.
Listen to a ton of ESPN radio. He shows up on Golic and Wingo, First Take. He's all over the place and never disappoints, always delivers.
I completely agree. Completely and totally agree.
Gives you a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff that you would never hear from a typical golf guy. you know, typically when you talk about golf, it's real staunchy and stale.
Right.
But he's just alive.
It's stiff. It's stiff always.
I imagine he's holding a beer when he's doing interviews. Like, he's just super chill.
You know what's amazing to me about him is it seems like he kind of violates the code, you know, mm-hmm. in the sense that, like, it's golf is very buttoned up. It's very conservative. We keep all of our stories close to the vest. You know, it's very gentlemanly. And here we have a comedian telling all the stories. And the players not only do not banish him to Exile Island, they like him even more.
Yeah.
For that fact.
I feel like he and John Daly would be best friends, you know? Like, like their golfing personalities, John Daly with, like, the neon pants, and, like, those personalities seem like they would probably get along really well.
So what can you tell us about Precision Pro Wash and the great job that you guys are doing over there?
Well, we're a local soft wash company, so basically what we do is we go into houses that are – they look tired, you know, they got algae growing on the outside, you know, the black streaks on the roof where, you know, it's just killing the shingles. And we go in with a soft wash system that's environmentally friendly, and we're almost like a pest control company for algae and mold. So we go in, instead of using a pressure washer where you can hurt vinyl siding and break the seals and windows and hurt the shingles, we just actually clean it so it lasts longer and it doesn't, you know, void warranties and stuff like that.
That's really cool. That's really cool. And, you know, I just moved from Houston where, you know, we had Hurricane Harvey and the amount of mold damage and so on and so forth
that was
out there. You know, people, companies like yours were stretched to the limits in those kind of situations. Fortunate that we haven't had that kind of situation here. But in the event that we do, you know, our folks are in great hands with you in the event that the water starts rising in this area or people start having leaks in their roof. We are in the middle of hurricane season. I was seeing the other day that they expect 26 named storms between now and the end of October.
Really?
Okay. So whether you have a leak from normal wear and tear and rain or whether the Big Daddy hits us sometime this summer, Precision Pro Wash is your one-stop shop for all these needs.
Yeah, we do all the cleaning. So, you know, you pull up to your house and you see, like, the black streaks coming down the front of your roof, and we just go in with a soft wash. We spray it, rinse it off, and the roof is back to, like, the day it was put on there.
Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely love it. All right, Jonathan, thank you so much for bringing us out here, man.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
All right, coming up next on the show, it's something that surprised me in the college football ranks, and I need to reveal it to you because I'm trying to make sense of it myself. That's next. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, live on location at the BMW Pro-Am Celebrity Golf Tournament at Thornblade in Greer, South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate. Great to be with you guys live on location at the BMW Pro-Am. Live from Thornblade, Greer, South Carolina, the Celebrity Golf Tournament. This place is awesome, ladies and gentlemen. You know, every once in a while, I love kind of what we do because it brings you to places that you would have never been to otherwise, right? So, you know, I didn't grow up with a golf club in my hand. I didn't grow up with golf as one of my favorite sports. My grandfather would always watch it, and I would beg for him to turn it to baseball, and that's how I was growing up as a kid. That's always what I was about. And so this isn't a place that on my own, hey, did you take the family to go see Thornblade? The answer would have been no, I haven't. But then you're out here, and you're doing a show, and you're so glad that you're out here because what a beautiful sight. If you just drop me here and you didn't tell me where I was, you know, I have no idea where I am. You put me right here. I would guess that I'm probably in Austin, Texas. I mean, beautiful golf course, rolling hills, great greens, great scenery. Scenery both on the golf course and the people walking around on the golf course, if you catch my drift. It's an amazing sight. And they have given us a primo spot up here. Overlooking the ninth green, and because we want you guys to experience this as well, we're going to be posting pictures of this on social media of our view of where we are, of our view, and they're you know, we're going to have some PGA golfers on, I'm told, between now and the end of the program. So I look forward to that. Thus far, unfortunately, it looks like we might not be getting the wizard because he's incredibly busy right now. But we will certainly let you know if that does in fact change here on the show. Numbers and ways you can get in touch with us, 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to get to us here. And you can reach us on Twitter at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on air, at Lonzo on word. You can get to us on the text line at 71307. Simply start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. And you can email the show, Mark Ryan, that's M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com, where you will be able to email the show anything you'd like between now and the end of the show at 4 o'clock today. We're here today and tomorrow at Thornblade, and this is darn exciting. As a matter of fact, in the next commercial break, I'm gonna go snack on some of that ice cream that they have in the players' room next to us here. The scorekeepers are right next to us, and if you've never been in a scorekeeping room, it's kind of fascinating, if I'm honest with you. I mean, it's like a bunch of people, faces buried in, you know, those little cards that it looks like you get at the mini golf club, right? When you're playing miniature golf, a ton of people, full concentration. You know, tallying in real time as we go by. I've honestly never seen that before, never seen anything like that before. So it's very, very interesting. So be that as it may, earlier in the show, we were discussing the fact that Clemson, despite their greatness, did not sell out one game in the entirety of last season. And I'm completely and totally floored by that. How do you win a national championship and not drum up the interest to sell out one home game the entire season? I don't get it. I don't understand it. Florida has taken a dip in their attendance. We've seen a national dip in attendance nationwide. We've seen a national dip in attendance nationwide, and it's something that's, you know, endemic of the younger culture. They're not going to the game as much. The younger generations, they're not going to the games as much. The older generations, I guess I'm the in-between generation that doesn't fully understand the why of that. But I certainly don't understand it, and I do think, honestly, it's not a great look. It's, you know, you don't blame Clemson football for this. You don't blame the Clemson Athletic Department for this. You don't blame Dabo Swinney for this. What more could they possibly give you, the fans of the Clemson Tigers, than a national championship season? And you still can't sell out. In addition to that, I thought this was really interesting. On the Dog Nation podcast, they were commenting on the fact that Clemson beating Alabama by as much as they did, they consider to be a fluke. We have some audio for you that we'll play right now.
But the Alabama of September and October, if Alabama and Clemson played in September, October, Alabama would have won by 3 touchdowns. But what happened was Clemson got better. Trevor Lawrence developed into the best pocket passer I've seen in the SEC since Peyton Manning, and his receivers are phenomenal. And Alabama got beat up. And they got a little beat up by the SEC schedule, and Tua wasn't Tua. You know, there were a couple, you know, pivotal plays early in the championship game, and, you know, tip your cap to Clemson, they won. But the Alabama team that I saw in the regular season last year, you know, made history statistically, and I thought they were unbelievable. The second half against Auburn, I mean, Tua and Bama just flipped a switch.
And so if you're a Clemson fan and you hear that and you hear that if Alabama had played Clemson earlier in the year, they would have won by 2 or 3 touchdowns. I was reading the tweets of one Bill Connolly on Twitter, who kind of broke down the game analytically and said that, you know, that was a game when you look at the drives in the game that Alabama would have won 7 times out of 10. And yet somehow Clemson won by 4 touchdowns. How does that make you feel? Excuse me. How does that make you feel as a Clemson fan. You know, do you agree with the notion, in your opinion, was Clemson better than Alabama the entire season? What I gleaned, what I gathered watching those two teams a year ago was the following. I saw one team descending and one team ascending over the course of the entire year. You cannot deny in any way, shape, or form that Alabama was a 10 for at least the first half of the season. And Clemson, to me, was about an 8, right? And then as the season wore on, as they made the change from Kelly Bryant to Trevor Lawrence, Kelly Bryant transfers, ends up this year playing for Missouri. As the season goes on and Trevor Lawrence starts getting his legs under him, you knew why Dabo Swinney was making that change. I mean, it was obvious. We'd seen Kelly Bryant against Alabama. The result was Crimson Tide 24-7. The offense wasn't dynamic enough, right? And was it a risk to go? And I don't know how many coaches, and I think Dabo should get a lot of credit for this. I don't know how many coaches would have gone away from their established junior starter, their returning junior starter, for a true freshman quarterback. I mean, how many coaches would have had the cojones to be able to be willing to make that move? It could have very clearly blown up in his face. Certainly the safe play would have been to allow Kelly Bryant to play out the season. But guess what, folks? If that happens, I don't believe Clemson is your national champion. I don't believe Kelly Bryant is diverse enough in his skill set to beat the Crimson Tide. I just don't. I really don't. So how does that make you feel? At 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. When you hear, you know, popular podcasts, analytics guys collegiately say that Alabama would have won the game by 2 or 3 touchdowns had it been played in September or October, how does that in particular sit with you? We're live on location here at Thornblade, the BMW Charity Pro-Am Golf Tournament. Mark Ryan and Lonzo Offsides is out here on location, and a ton of fun stuff coming up between now and the end of the show. It's a wild scene, folks, because you just, you know, I'm seeing the door open behind me over my left shoulder, and about half the time that it does, you can see somebody famous that you recognize walking behind you here. And it's really kind of a neat scene. It's almost like, for me, being a kid at Christmas, I've got presents under the tree. I don't know what present is going to walk through that door here at any moment. So it's kind of interesting. It's kind of exciting. It is incredibly unpredictable. I saw this on the entertainment news front, and I thought this was interesting. And Lonzo, I'll bring you in here. I was seeing that the future of movies might include movies that we're watching in 270 degrees. You know, so it's kind of an oval. We're watching a movie in an oval, and the only 90 degrees missing from the oval is that which is behind us, right? So, I mean, what's becoming all the rage on our phones, right? Like, everybody wants the panoramic picture, right? Everyone's taking the panoramic picture where you see the whole thing. Sometimes you can move the picture along, so on and so forth. And it's giving people the clearest picture. You know, this particular scene that we're looking at right now would be a great one to shoot a panoramic shot on. But movies in panorama, right? 270-degree movies. Would you pay more than a normal movie to see a movie that's wrapped around you like an oval? They're experimenting with this right now. I was thinking about this. I'm a big movie guy. I'm a big movie goer. And I think it's fascinating. I mean, I think it's one of those things, like a 3D movie. I'm that nerd at 3D movies that's reaching for the butterflies. You know exactly who I am, right? I mean, I'm that idiot at the movies.
By the way, I already knew who you were because I saw you in your first VR experience.
Yeah.
And
well, what did I do, Lonzo?
You were screaming like a girl, and your hands were all over. And I am told that I nearly got punched in the face a few times since I was sitting next to you.
Well, listen. Yes, you almost did get punched in the face. I was screaming like a girl. But anyone would have, because I was being chased by a Tyrannosaurus Rex, okay? That's what you do when you're being chased by a Tyrannosaurus Rex. You scream. It's just what happens, Lonzo. It's understood. So I am the guy in a 3D movie that reaches. But what do you make of this 270-degree oval movie experience that's being discussed?
Well, I saw a story last week, I believe, that the new Spider-Man is going to be shown in a couple theaters like this. And I think it's a pretty cool experience, but I don't know. I mean, I have good peripheral, but for people who don't, I think it would be distracting. But if you're watching a car scene, a car chase scene, and you look to your right and then you're watching it come around, I think it would add some realism to it. And I'm the guy who pays extra for IMAX and just about everything that I go see, just for that experience, because IMAX 3D compared to regular 3D, it's so much better. So I can imagine that this theater will be – it just depends on what kind of movie it is. You're not going to want to go see something Oscar-nominated on it, because you're going to see some weepy girl to your right, some weepy girl to your left. But an action movie, like one of the Fast and Furious franchises, I think would be awesome on this kind of a theater, or any superhero movie.
If they were ever able to do the full 360 rear view, I mean, think about this for a moment. Think about watching a horror film in 360 rear view, where you have sound in front of you, you have sound behind you. Let's say you're following the lead character that is creeping through a haunted house, and then the protagonist, the evil one, is behind her creeping up. And in the theater, it sounds like it's behind you creeping up. I mean, think about what that would add to the realism and the...
Well, the best way to do that would be for them to add VR helmets to a theater. And you can already do that in VR, and there are VR games. Plus, there's the VR NBA experience, which I didn't get to do. I was going to do for the finals, but they don't have it anymore, where you feel like you're sitting on the court, and you can look around behind you and see a crowd behind you. You can see the team on the court. So the only way to do it in the theater, I think, would be like that, for everybody to have their separate helmet. And just like any technology, as time goes on, they find the ways to make it cheaper and cheaper and cheaper to make it feasible for a regular moviegoer to see it.
Where is VR when it comes to sports? I mean, is that going to be a regular thing? Can you watch all of your favorite teams' games in VR as if you had a courtside seat? Is that even an option now?
Right now, I know the NBA has it, and I know that the WWE has it, but I'm not sure about football yet. I can't remember, but it wouldn't shock me if it doesn't go to that pretty soon. But the thing is, you know, like football, I don't want to be on the sideline. Because as you were pointing out earlier, you can't see the entire game from it. But if the VR experience lets you go up a couple rows and you're sitting there where you can see everyone around you and see that close, then I'm good with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fascinating. I mean, I think when you look at changing entertainment in that way, you know, pretend the potential of watching a horror movie in a near 360-degree view when the person in the movie that you're terrified of is creeping up behind you, I mean, I think that's badass with a capital B.
There's a problem with some of that, though. If you're someone who has heart problems or things like that, if you're bringing your grandma to the movie and she dies because she freaks out because she thinks she's actually in it, and I've seen people use VR for the very first time, including my son-in-law and some other people, and they can't function. They can't even stand up straight. So, I mean, I can imagine that would be a problem for theaters, that they'd worry about liability.
You guys that are working out here with us today, have you guys ever had an experience with VR? Virtual reality? Yeah? Did it freak you out?
It did for the first 10 minutes.
Freaked them out for the first 10 minutes. I was in a kitchen in my first virtual reality experience flipping burgers. I felt like I was on acid. I mean, it was unlike anything I've ever experienced.
I'll take your word for that, because I wouldn't know what that's like.
Well, I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like, but that's what it felt like to me. I'm like, man, I am in some cartoon land flipping burgers here, and this is the craziest stuff I've ever seen in my life, man. Absolutely, positively insane. All right, coming up next, it is time for Either Or. If a coworker flirts with a family member, is that onsides or offsides? That's next, live from the BMW Pro-Am Golf's Celebrity Golf Tournament. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate, live from the BMW Pro-Am.
You really did do it. You really did. You went and got ice cream.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's right here. Why wouldn't I do it?
Okay.
They told us to go get ice cream. Yeah. If somebody tells you to go get ice cream, there are certain things in life that you don't have to say twice. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a single guy, Charlize Theron would like to have a date with you. You don't need to say that twice to a single man, right? There's ice cream over there to your right. You don't need to tell me that twice, ever. You never need to worry about doing that. So be that as it may, live at the BMW Pro-Am Celebrity Golf Tournament at Thornblade in Greer, South Carolina. It is awesome to be here. Look, folks, I'll tell you what, lots of fun stuff coming up between now and the end of the show today. We should have a couple of PGA Tour golfers coming your way. It's really kind of a beautifully overcast day today. I mean, some blue is beginning to peer through, keeping the temperature down. Everybody seems to be having a blast on the course right now. We're overlooking a lake, overlooking hole number nine.
It's like looking at a picture, isn't it? Because I'm looking at it through the bars of the balcony that we're on. And this, I mean, you're right. It is absolutely beautiful. You can see there's enough breeze on the water to make it flow just so. And we've heard the birds. We're seeing the golfers as they're walking down on, I believe you said this is the ninth hole. We've seen some hits. There's someone on the green right there. If you look down there, you can see the ball right there. I can't see the cup. I don't know if you can, but be interesting to see if he can make this shot. So, and this is really, really cool. And South Carolina is great about having golf courses tucked away in places where you wouldn't think. This is like 15 minutes from our station or less. And yeah. I've lived here for 22 years. I've heard of Thornblade, but I didn't know where it was exactly. And I'm like, wait a minute, it's there?
Never even knew it was here.
And then you drive around the corner and there it is.
Never even knew it was here. I'm going through a strip mall, and I'm like, it's telling me I'm less than a mile from a golf course. Where is this place?
Yeah, I had all to park sudden, at that strip mall.
All of a sudden, you turn down, and you're in beautiful rolling hills, beautiful community, million-dollar homes, beautiful golf course. It feels and looks like we're staying at a resort right now, and it's just an incredibly fun time out here. All right, we like to do it each and every day. It's a mixture of life and sports. We call it Either Or, and Either Or begins right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here you go. I am not going to mention any names, and this is mentioned.
I think you should mention that it's not me.
No, I'm not going to. It could be you, so I'm not going to mention that it isn't you. This is a true story, and I mean this all in good fun and in a good-natured way. A coworker of mine is flirting with a family member of mine. Okay, this is a true story. All right, thank you so much. A coworker flirting with a family member of mine. Okay, this coworker knows that this person is a family member of mine, and the flirting continues. So I just want to simply ask this question, as Matt, if we can bring up the music for Either Or here. Is this onsides or offsides, Lonzo?
Here's the thing. I think this is onsides. I'm going to tell you why. Because I've only known you for a short time, but you are overprotective of your sister. And your sister is not like a teenager. And I've seen you get downright angry over someone posting about saying she was sexy, if I recall, or something like that. So I think maybe you're being – I haven't seen the post. I do know who they're from, so I could see where they could be a little edgy. But without seeing the post,
no,
I think
they're,
maybe
no,
you're
– get... they're not edgy at all.
Okay,
they're,
so I think you're just being protective of your sister.
They're very, 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 very friendly. And it is true that not this person, but a random person on her page, she had a new profile picture, and somebody on her page wrote – that top is sexy as hell. And I saw that, and I go right at the guy on Facebook. I'm like, bro, you realize her family sees this stuff, right? I mean, you realize her brother is watching
and
this,
and then you
right?
did it on the air for the world to hear.
Yeah,
so, I mean.
Absolutely did, and I absolutely will. You know, you do not get away with hitting on my sister. So I'm asking you this, Lonzo, because I want you to set me straight in this way, shape, and form, because all of those little things – because I am very protective of my sister, all of those things bother me. There is a reason why every single guy that she's dated for the first 6 months that they're dating, they don't think I like them, because I don't really. You know what I mean?
I know exactly how that feels.
Yeah, I don't really like them for the first 6 months that they're together. So if you're telling me that it's on sides, apparently I have to accept the fact that it's on sides.
If you're saying that it's not off color – and again, knowing who the person it is.
The nature of the communication is in no way off color from what I've been told. No. It's not off color in any way, shape, or form. But in it's off color through the lenses of Mark Ryan, who you know, views his sister the way that he would view his daughter, and that is, you're 36, you're way too young to be dating. Cut that out.
That's not her actual age, is it? Because you shouldn't be saying that on the air.
Oh, come on, man.
I mean, come on, dude.
Come on, man. Come on. Listen.
Women don't like that.
There's no secrets in this dojo. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
Now I want to karate chop. Okay, so either or, if you're in a situation where you find out there's no parking spaces, do you park and walk for miles, or do you go back to your job and say, hey, sorry, I just couldn't make it?
I park, and then I'm the guy who will stop in front of an oncoming car and say, you need to take me somewhere. I need you to bring me somewhere.
Well, I'm in great shape. I may not look like it, but I'm in great shape. So, I mean, the walk wasn't nothing, but I guess I've admitted what I just did. But this place is so popular that that all the parking lots were overflowing, and I got to say, I'm a little concerned that my car might get towed where it is.
Yeah, that's a viable concern there, Lonzo.
And seeing the car that I have, I think being towed might damage it.
Well, let's bring our audience into why you and I had a bit of a stressful experience getting here today.
Because, I still can't believe you beat me.
Well, of course I beat you.
But I was here, but I couldn't figure out where here was. I was up a floor. Yeah, I was up on the third floor, and apparently this is the second floor. It doesn't feel like it because you walk up a hill.
Okay.
And that's or I would have been.
So let me describe this to you guys. I'm leaving my home here today at noon. It says I'm 18 minutes away from Thornblade. I know the show starts at 1. I'm like, okay, leave at noon, arrive at 12:18. Even with 20 minutes of hustle and bustle, I'm in the seat at 12:38. So you get here, and then you realize just how many people are here, and you're getting funneled through a bunch of different people to try to find your parking.
All the police here are really nice.
Oh, really, really nice police officers. Yeah,
I talked to a dozen of them.
Yeah, where do I go? Where am I going?
Sorry, parking lot's full. And then they were radioing, nope, you can't go there.
So anyway, okay. They lead me to the media parking lot. Only when I arrive at the media parking lot, it says it's full.
Yes.
They say it's full. You can't park here. Well, where can I park? This is where I'm supposed to park. Now it's 2:40. Now I'm in my car. I have not parked my car. I have no idea where I am in relation to where we're broadcasting. And now you're starting to grip a little bit. So they point me in the right direction of a few blocks away of where I need to park. They allow me to hop on a bus that transports me to the clubhouse. They show me where we're broadcasting in the clubhouse. And I pull up here right at 2:52, Lonzo, like a boss, ready to roll. By the way,
I'll let you know, I was in this building at 12:52. It took me that long to and the person in the media banquet hall or whatever it is upstairs, she brought me down to this room, or I still would be wandering around going, okay, there's a balcony out there, we're not on it.
I'll tell you this, they tried to stop me from getting in here. They said, you can't enter here. I said, I'm doing a show here. Sorry, sir.
Did you not bring your?
It's right here.
Yeah, but you probably didn't. You don't have one of these yet, do you?
Oh, yeah, I got one of those. But that's our unofficial badge.
No,
this is the real badge.
This is press access
that we created.
Right.
We made that in our building.
Right.
Nobody else has to honor that.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
You go on with that.
Right.
Nobody else has to honor that. This is why I didn't get stopped. This is why I can go just about anywhere.
This says media, does it not? This says media, right? That's your media pass. That's what gets you in. All right. Worst distinction, leading the nations in ejections from your stadium, South Carolina and Williams-Brice, or being a national champion, Clemson, that didn't sell out even one home game. What is a worse distinction?
Ejections, for sure, because that means all the drunks that go to Clemson can't come to South Carolina because they get kicked out.
Worst distinction. Yeah. I think not selling out your home game. I think being a little rowdy is, I mean, in sort of the same way that the Oakland Raiders were the black hole. I think in the same way that the Oakland Raiders were intimidating, I think there's kind of a net positive there almost for South Carolina. But if you're a national champion and you don't sell out even one home game, you didn't attend Clemson University. You attended What's the Matter You. I don't get it. I just really don't get it. All right, Lonzo, what else you got?
We're out of time.
Okay. Folks, what do you think? Worst distinction, leading the nation in ejections from your stadium or being a national champion that didn't even sell out one home game? All right, we are live on location at the BMW Pro-Am Celebrity Golf Tournament. It is a beautiful scene out here. Great to have you with us. A lot more fun coming your way between now and 4 p.m. right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
He picked the Halloween bed. It's not his fault. The Halloween.
Like I got somebody talking dirty to me.
Make sure, Matt Hogan, that you put on that, if it doesn't already say it, that it has vocals on it. When we had a switch where our music goes, it changed where everything is, and it mixed some stuff in there. A little bit, you know, inside baseball there. So on occasion, you will get something like that. And Matt doesn't normally run the thing, so it's not his fault.
No, not his fault at all.
You should be afraid because it was scary.
Live on location at the BMW Pro-Am Celebrity Golf Tournament. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan. Having a lot of fun, a beautiful scenery. They tell us this is work, but it doesn't really feel like working, if I'm honest with you. And watching people do things down below on hole number 9 that I'm not able to do.
Golf.
You're
talking about golf. Okay.
In four letters, what I cannot do, golf. Okay. That is correct. But I will say this. I will beat anyone you name in a miniature golf tournament. And we're trying to put together a miniature golf tournament. All right? And I see eyes looking up. Everyone thinks they're pretty good at miniature golf. Let me tell you something. No, you're not. All right? No, you're not. You will lose to me, and you will lose early and often. And I need a home course out here, all right? And I'm thinking, Lonzo, of picking that place that's right by where
Frankie's.
We were.
We can go to Frankie's, and we could go after the show today.
We need to have we need to organize like a listener something.
We've done things at Frankie's
before. Just so I can prove to our listeners how good I really am
at
this.
I may not be able to beat you, although I do believe I probably could, but I know someone.
You believe the same thing about air hockey.
I know someone who can, and that would be Patrick Brown, who you know, who's
no
a
chance.
Very good golfer.
No chance.
And he would destroy you.
No
so
chance.
I'm man enough to know if I can't do something. I'm going to try, though, but I know that he will wipe the floor with you.
I know that he won't, so that's neither here nor there.
And I'm sure there are listeners out there that would destroy you.
Yeah, we got to set something up, man. We got to set up a listener miniature golf tournament. Listen, folks, some people think silver is the prettiest medal. The silver medal's available for you, okay? The gold and the platinum is already taken.
But
Mark,
there needs to be
I'd like to throw my name into the mix because actually used to live on Thornblade at hole number 6, so I know exactly where you guys are. And at night, I would sneak out. Yes, sir. And at night, I would sneak out on the golf courses or on Monday when they were closed, and I would play hole number 6 over and over and putt right there. So I would like to throw my name in the mix, and I think I can take gold.
So you live here right now?
No, in high school, my parents lived on hole 6, so I would I would walk down at night and play.
So you're missing the whole thing here. He lived here. He could have warned us.
Okay.
He could have warned us.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.
Thanks for letting us know. I had two minor heart attacks, and I was looking at my phone, and I kept looking at my phone praying that somebody was going to have called me from the station to have guided me in the right direction. And no, the only call I got from Lonzo, who was having even a worse heart attack than I was.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, my God. Mark. Oh, my God.
No,
I'm not going
to
make it.
I was calling to tell you that you were going to have a problem, and you just basically hung up on me. You see that green trailer over there?
I do.
A road by it. I walked up that road before I came over here because I thought the clubhouse was over there, I would have gotten here even faster.
That's a good ways away.
Yeah, and it's uphill.
I shudder to think that Brett Favre, who is golfing here at the moment, could even throw it as far as that trailer is from where we are now.
Man, Brett Favre could do that. Come on.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so? Okay.
Still, to this day, he could do
that. I don't know.
That.
I think that's probably a good 100 yards away.
He could nail that dude in a green hat from here.
He could do it from his knees. That guy's the man.
Okay, guys, I have and Matt, you're in big trouble for not warning us about what we were getting into, by the way. I have a question that I would like to ask of you, okay? And it's kind of – I have a theory about what's going on here on this show on Offsides with Mark Ryan. I have a theory about what's going on, and I need your opinion on it, okay? And I'm going to share this question with you immediately on the flip side of this break. We're coming right back, the top 3 at 3, potentially some more celebrities coming your way in the final hour of the show, something really kind of funny about Will Muschamp to share with you between now and the end of the show, live at the BMW Pro-Am powered by Precision Pro Wash. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan. It's right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.